And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration Thursday releasing a summary of the after withdrawal action report on the U.S. chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. We get more from Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
The White House on Thursday released a summary of the after-action reports on the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, laying part of the blame on President Joe Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump.
President Biden inherited a forced presence in Afghanistan of some 2,500 troops, and he inherited a deal struck between the previous administration and the Taliban that called for the complete removal of all U.S. troops by May of 2021, or else the Taliban, which had stopped its attacks while the deal was in place, would go back to war against the United States.
Kirby said the Trump administration was not forthcoming when asked for withdrawal plans, affording little in the way of transition between the administrations.
That was Tamara Lindstrom of Reuters reporting. Israel launched airstrikes in Gaza and Lebanon early Friday in retaliation for the rocket attacks on the Israeli government. The Israeli government, that is, blames on the Islamic group Hamas. The Israeli military said it also targeted Hamas installations in southern Lebanon. In strikes launched on Friday, tensions have been brewing in the region recently following the clash between Israeli police and Palestinians inside the Jerusalem Al-Aqsa Mosque, Islam's third holiest site. On Thursday, Israel said dozens of rocket attacks were launched into Israel from Lebanese territory. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. In other news, the head of the Sudan Army said on Thursday he remained committed to a plan for a new transition toward elections despite disputes over the integration of a paramilitary force that have twice delayed the signing of a final deal. The agreement, which provides for the formation of a civilian government and is strongly supported by the international community, is meant to end the political vacuum that followed the October 2021 overthrow of longtime autocratic ruler Omar al-Bashir. The agreement faces opposition from the pro-democracy resistance committees that reject negotiations with the military and have led anti-military protests since the coup, which derailed a previous political transition. China's leader has called for peace talks over Ukraine after France's president urged him to bring Russia to its senses. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
At a joint news briefing in Beijing, China's Xi Jinping said, resume peace talks as soon as possible, in accordance with the purposes and principles of the UN Charter, take into account the legitimate security concerns of all parties. Xi, however, gave France's President Emmanuel Macron no assurances that he would use his close diplomatic relationship with Russia's President Vladimir Putin as leverage to push for peace. Beijing sees Moscow as a strategic partner in the face of U.S. domination in global affairs. Whilst China's government has tried to remain neutral, it has given Putin diplomatic support and has repeated Russian justifications for the February 2022 attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Republican lawmakers in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee made the rare move of expelling two Democratic lawmakers Thursday from the state legislature because they participated in a protest last week at the state capitol calling for more gun control following the recent deadly shooting in Nashville that killed three adults and 3 9-year-olds. A third lawmaker avoided the ouster by one vote. U.S. President Joe Biden posted on Twitter punishing lawmakers who joined thousands of peaceful protesters calling for action. It's shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent. The Biden administration is proposing stopping schools and colleges across the nation from fully banning transgender athletes. And in Canada, two people died and more than a million were without power Thursday after an ice storm hit Canada's two most populated provinces, that's Quebec and Ontario. Electricity providers in both provinces working to restore power, but repairs expected to continue for days, meaning Canadians could spend Easter weekend in the dark. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.